You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong, new last name. And for whatever reason this morning, I did a song mashup in my head. I wish I had the skill enough to do the mashup so that you could hear it. But the two songs sort of represent the old me and the new me. I looked up the lyrics to both songs and I noticed that the secular song's title was actually a question. The lyrics were laced with confusion and the artists were singing about just being in this lost state for love. One of the lines in the song even said, "I know love has many names." And I was like, no, it doesn't. I immediately began to think, well, that's where you're wrong at right there. God is love, and that's the name above all names. The R&B song that I'm referring to is "Who Can I Run To by Escape." I used to sing this song and even play it while marching in a band in college. I'm talking about I used to be feeling this song too. I'm talking about singing it. Who can I run to fill this empty space? Who can I run to when I need love? Bum, bum, bum. Like, the music, of course, is very loud in my ear because we actually play the song musically. So the lyrics don't really. But anyway, I used to be singing the lyrics, but then blowing into my piccolo playing the song. And this was back in the 90s, y'all. But this morning, the Holy Spirit said to me, as I thought about this song, he said, "I can fill the empty spaces of your life." And I had this visual of him just filling every empty space of my life. See, the songstress, as I just sung, Escape says, "Who can I run to share this empty space? Who can I run to when I need love? Who can I run to fill this empty space with laughter? Who can I run to when I need love?" And in 2020, I got an answer for Escape. I believe the answer to Escape's question is a song by Cody Carnes called "Run to the Father." I'm not even going to go into all the lyrics, but in Cody's lyrics, he sings, "I run to the Father. I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding. No reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again." Man, y'all, I wish I could mash it up, but what I'm gonna do is just let y'all hear a little bit of it. Okay. So let's do it. We're going to start with Escape first. And I tried to cue it up so I can do this right. Man, I wish I knew how to mash up a song. Somebody mash this up for me. Now, let's listen to Cody answer their question.
Run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again.
So y'all, did y'all hear that? That was the answer to Escape's question. Who can I run to? I run to the Father. Listen, if you in a hurry, if you doing any kind of running, I suggest that you run to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else did me and the Holy Spirit talk about this morning? Of course, we talked about Proverbs 21, which is our scriptural Bible study. And today, I just want to point out about three things that really stood out to me, because y'all know I will be pointing out every scripture in the doggone chapter, okay? Because all of it be standing out sometimes. I'm like, Lord, I need all this wisdom. I mean, all of it. All of it. You know, when you are trying to relearn or retrain your desires or just retrain your thinking, just having a new renewing of your mind, you know, you are created as a new creature and your mind gets renewed, right? Because you used to listen to Escape 2 and now you listen to Cody Carnes. Y'all, listen, let me tell y'all what stood out to me in Proverbs 21, and they were related to planning, money, and relationship. Number one, the plans of the diligent certainly lead to profit, but anyone who is reckless certainly becomes poor. So basically, you're certain to be either profitable or poor, depending on whether you plan on whether you or whether you decide to be reckless. See, the CEV translation says if you plan and you work hard, you'll have plenty. But if you hurry to get rich, you will end up poor. Y'all know a lot of people with them get rich quick schemes, they don't keep that money. Come on. And when you get that money quick, hello, prodigal son story in the Bible. Hello, people who hit the lotto and don't plan how they're going to spend the money. Hello, people who get large lump sums of money and don't plan. Look, if you rush and run to spend, you're going to end up in the poorhouse. Okay. You think you rich, but if you don't plan, the Bible says it in chapter 21 of Proverbs. This ain't fun talking. This is Proverbs 21 talking. This is Solomon trying to shed some, you know, light and wisdom for us to live our lives. It said the plans of the diligent certainly lead to profit. Like if you work hard and you plan, you're going to be good. But if you out here trying to do some get rich quick schemes, you trying to run up and down the highway, you trying to be doing all the things that people run up down the highway to do, you gonna end up in the poorhouse. You might end up in the jailhouse. You know what I'm saying? Number two, this one right here, y'all. I was like, ooh. Don't be a nagging and hot-tempered wife, or your husband is gonna choose to live in the corner of a roof or in a wilderness to be away from you. Y'all, I know I'm a little tickled by it, because this chapter talks about a nagging wife twice. And this is not the first time Proverbs has talked about a wife. Go back and listen to the previous episodes. But today in chapter 21, I was like, my goodness, Proverbs. Look, it says it's in verse 9 and 19. I said, I don't know if that's even a coincidence that it's in 9 and then 19. 9 says, better to live on the corner of a roof than to share a house with a nagging wife. And then 19 says, better to live in a wilderness than with a nagging and hot-tempered wife. Y'all, Proverbs is not playing with y'all. Ladies, you got to pay attention. This is in there twice so that we can pay attention. we can't be nagging. And the cross reference for the verse, for those verses, is Proverbs 12:4, which is my favorite verse, which says, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a wife who causes shame is like rottenness, rotten to his bones. Bottom line, ladies, don't be nagging that man. Okay. Stop nagging that man. That is not a wise thing to do. Okay. And number three, clean living before God and justice with our neighbors means far more to God than religious performance. Do y'all know what that means? Like, clean living before God and justice with your neighbor. Like, religious performance, you can just don't even worry about that. God ain't even looking at that no way. If you out here doing these religious performances, you know, you just acting like you acting. It's a performance. You just acting religious or whatever. God would rather for you to be living clean. You know what clean living means? It means, let me go to Let me go to my Bible and tell y'all what it means. Clean living, living righteous, living just, doing what is righteous. That's verse 3 in Proverbs 21, verse 3. Doing what is righteous and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. So you out here just trying to be just doing religious little sacrifices like, oh, I gave my goat. I gave my goat in front of the whole church. I did that. But then you ain't living right. And you treating your neighbors any kind of way. Nah, God would rather you live right and have justice with your neighbors far more. That's far more acceptable to him than any little sacrifice that you decide to make. Okay. All right, y'all, listen. I can turn the mic off now, really, because that was some good stuff. Proverbs Proverbs is definitely the book of the Bible that we need to read, we need to study, and most importantly, apply to our lives. So I want y'all to be encouraged today, okay? Wives, stop nagging that man, okay? Future wives, stop nagging that boyfriend, that fiance. Don't nag him. Don't go into that marriage nagging, being a nagging wife. Don't do that. Like even if you make it to the... See, I was about to say, even if you... you might not make it to the wife stage if you be nagging the man, okay? Wives, it's wise to stop nagging, okay? You want to be a wife of noble character and be your husband's crown. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to myself. I'm taking notes. You know, because I am a wife. I'm an amazingly beautiful wife of noble character. I am my husband's crown. Y'all see how I just confessed that thing. Okay. And finally, if you gonna do anything in a rush or in haste, let it be running to the Father. Shout out to Cody Carnes for answering Escape's question. Who can I run to? Run to the Father. That's who you gonna run to. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode of On Assignment by God, the Daily Block and Daily Podcast. I should get me a jingle. What y'all think? Should I get me a jingle for the podcast? I feel like I should do like some little ditty, like On Assignment. Maybe I want to do a rap or something. I don't know. I'm just talking, y'all. But listen, let me get to talking about y'all assignments for today. Number one, y'all like, God dog it, I thought she was going to forget about those assignments. No, the whole blog is called On Assignment by God. So, you know, you got to have an assignment. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a call to action. You got to have something that you're doing. You can't just be listening and not doing. You can't just be reading the word and not applying the word. You know what I'm saying? So, number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what are you hurrying about in your life right now? What's got you all in a hurry, in a haste type of mindset? What you trying to hurry up and do? Huh? What is it that you're trying to hurry up and do? Write it down and then have a conversation with the Father about it. Take all your hurry and haste to your Heavenly Father. Okay? Like, stop being in a rush, because I was just reading another blog about trusting God's timing. Like, we gotta trust God's timing. We can't be in no hurry, because usually he has you in a waiting season for preparation purposes. Come on, Holy Spirit. Ooh, I felt that thing. He has me. I'm talking to myself. I ain't even talking to y'all no more. Y'all can listen in on me talking to myself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He has you in a waiting season for preparational purposes. My God, that's good right there. Y'all, leave me a message on the podcast if you felt that thing, okay? And then assignment question number 3 is really not a question. It's more of just an assignment. Share this post. Share this message with someone who needs to hear it. Well, how do I share it, fun? How can I tell people about it? First of all, you can just send them the website, onassignmentbygod.com. They can become a subscriber. You can tell them to look for On Assignment by God, the podcast, on Spotify, iTunes. And the way to leave me a message is if you find the podcast on anchor.fm. Okay? All right, y'all, that's all I got for you today. This has been an exciting and fun podcast, and I can't wait to talk to y'all tomorrow, okay? If y'all can't wait to hear from me tomorrow, leave me a message on the podcast today, all right? I can't wait to hear from you. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.